Confessing this morning that you are the Lord of our hearts, O Lord. Our knees are bowing, O Lord, to praise your name, to lift up your glory, O Lord, because you have given us life, you have given us everything that makes us happy this morning, O Lord. In return, we came to worship you. Now take control now as we are standing into your presence. Bless the youths and the children upstairs, O Lord. Bless the whole service from now until finish, O Lord. Let your glory be shown in our midst as we commit ourselves into your hand. Take now this thought that we are going to share and set it into your children's hearts so that it can become lives in them. In the name of the Lord Jesus, amen. God bless you. Let's open our Bibles. Matthew chapter 16, from 13 to 18. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." And he said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "That thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Amen. You may be seated. God bless you. So we have been studying this topic of the church. And so far, we have spoken about what is the church. For the last few weeks, we are talking about the revelation of Jesus Christ, which I think we have spoken enough on. Not to say that we have enough revelation, but according to this topic, we have really spoken enough about it. And you know the importance of having the revelation of Jesus Christ, because the church is built upon that revelation. And if you have not obtained, received that revelation of Jesus Christ, you can't say that you are a member of the church. Your building has not started because it's built on the revelation. And having the revelation of Jesus Christ is the key, is the starting point. And we've seen that the revelation of Jesus Christ is the Word made flesh in your day. So having the revelation of Jesus Christ is accepting, seeing what Jesus is doing, how is he manifested in your day. It's only then that you can start building the church. And it's only that church that against which the gates of hell will not prevail. Amen. So now we are going to go a bit further. We are going to see, how do you become a member of that church? And when that church was, when did it begin? Because it's very important for us to understand. As we said when we started this teaching, being a member of this local body is good, but you need to go a bit further. You need to go higher. Belonging to this local body doesn't bring you to heaven. You are just a member of the fellowship. You are one of us. Humanly speaking, we take you as our brother, as our sister. But you need to enter into the real church, which when God, you know, sees you among his bride, among his people. So we just want to see, how do you enter that church? There's one thing we need to understand. When Jesus spoke to Peter about building, about the revelation, when Peter got the revelation, he didn't say, Peter, you are happy because you have become the church. He said, Peter, you are happy, you are blessed. And on that revelation, I will build the church. Amen. Getting the revelation doesn't mean the church is established yet. The revelation is just a starting point. You have laid the good foundation for the church to be built. Amen. We need to make that difference. We need to understand that. Peter, when he got the revelation, he was not the church yet. Even the church itself didn't start yet. Jesus was happy that I got somewhere to start the building now. I've got a place from which I can start building the church. So you've laid the right foundation, Peter. You are happy, you are blessed because you have seen who I am. And going from what you have seen, from the revelation, now I'm going, I will build my church. So you can say today, I've got the revelation of Jesus Christ. That's good. That's a good starting point. But you are not the church yet. Amen. You are not in the church yet. You have obtained the revelation. Praise God. You have set a good foundation. Praise God. But you need to go further. Because on that revelation, Jesus wants now to build his church. Amen. So don't stop there to say, I've got the revelation of Jesus Christ for my day. I've believed the prophets. I've believed what Jesus Christ is doing today. I've seen the promises of Jesus for today. I've been the word being made flesh today. Very good. Peter saw the word made flesh on his day. But listen, in Luke 22, 31 to 32, Jesus says, Luke 22, 31 to 32, it's after Peter had obtained the revelation. After Jesus has said to him, blessed art thou, Simon, son of Jonah. But listen now, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I've prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when you are converted, strengthen your brethren. Amen. He had obtained the revelation already. Jesus told him, you are happy, you are blessed. But he was not converted yet. Amen. Though he had the revelation, though Jesus was happy that he's going to build the church there, but Peter was not converted yet. To be a member of the church, you must be converted. Amen. Because from the definition of the church itself, as the prophet put it, is a group of people called out, separated, made different. You have been changed from what you were to something new. But Peter was not converted yet, because Jesus said, when you will be converted, strengthen your brethren. He had the revelation. He had the right foundation, but he was not in the church yet. So we need to be very careful on that point. You come to church, you believe the word, you got the revelation, that's good, but that doesn't make you a member of that church yet. You need to go further, and we'll see what really makes you member of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Peter was happy. Peter, he even was commissioned by Jesus to go and heal people, which he did. They went and performed miracles, which they did. They went and preached the word, but they all were not converted yet. They were not members of the church yet. Why? Because Judas Iscariot was amongst them as well. He seen Jesus. He was trying to show that he believes as well. He went and performed miracles. But until the conversion came, every seed now manifested what was in it. Amen. So as long as the conversion didn't come yet, Peter was not a member of the church yet. So how do you become a member of that church? Because it's a very crucial point that we need to understand. Amen. We come to church. We are a member of this group. You can lay hands on, you know, on sick people and they get healed in the name of Jesus, because that's his word. He said, in my name, they will heal people. They'll go and preach, and he is obliged to honor his word. When you call his name, he will come and answer. But does that make you partaker of the church? That's what we are going to see. Amen. So it's very, very important for us. So what does the prophet say in that sermon, the five true identification of the church of the living God? He says, when did the church begin? He says, it began at Pentecost. Amen. That's when it began with you. Amen. So, thou art happy, thou art blessed, Simon, son of Jonah. You know who I am. And on that revelation, I will build my church. But the church didn't start yet at that time. It still had something to do. It still had some preparation to. It still had to shed his blood. Amen. Because the church couldn't start without the wedding price being paid. He had to give his life first. Peter had the revelation before the blood was shed. But the blood has to be shed. He had to make them ready to receive the Holy Spirit. In the meantime, he was just revealing himself more and more what he was. He was laying the foundation, more and more revealing every aspect of himself. He brought them up on the mountain of the Transfiguration to show them another, a different aspect of himself. Amen. After that, he entered Jerusalem on an ass to show them another aspect of himself. He kept on revealing himself. Peter got the revelation, because you need to know that the revelation of Jesus Christ as he came for the first time, it was a gradual revelation. It was not something that came, you know, in bulk, you know. It was something that was coming gradually. When he was born in Bethlehem, it was the fulfillment of one portion of the scripture. Amen. And he revealed himself to the shepherd that night according to the, you know, the fulfillment of what was said, a virgin shall conceive. But there was another portion of himself that needed to be revealed later in his life. So the revelation was coming gradually. For Simeon in the temple, he said, let me go in peace because I've seen the salvation of God. Amen. But he didn't shed his blood yet on the cross. But for Simon, it was enough for him. That portion of the revelation for Simon was enough to bring him into heaven. Amen. But for those who came later, when he said, unless you eat my blood, so you eat my flesh and drink my blood, there was a higher revelation. He revealed a higher portion, a higher aspect of himself, just to better the foundation, to make the foundation more and more solid, because that foundation has to resist to the devil's attacks. He had to lay it more and more firm. So the more he went, because the Holy Spirit had to come and find this foundation very well laid down. That's why, after Peter received that revelation, that you are the Son, the Christ, the Son of the living God, he brought them up on the mountain and revealed a higher portion of himself. He entered Jerusalem. He cursed the fig tree. He did this, he did that, just to reveal more and more of himself and to make them conversion ready. Amen. So that when the Holy Ghost will come, he will find the foundation very well laid down. And then the church can start. So the prophet says it began at Pentecost. Let's read. He says, now, every person that comes to Christ, it means come out of the world, come into Christ, come into his mystical body. And you are a member of that body when you are brought into this church, called out and are baptized into this mystical body. Amen. So you become member of that church when you are baptized into the mystical body of Jesus Christ. That's what makes you member of the church. I'm talking about the church body, mystical body of Jesus Christ. Amen. So receiving the revelation, that's fine. But you need to make sure that you have gone through that experience of Pentecost. Peter received the revelation, but it was up until the Pentecost came that the church began, and him, having received the Holy Ghost, he became member of the church from that day. Though he was with Jesus, though he walked with Jesus, though everything was perfect, but that step was the starting point for you to be called, to be called member of the church. And then when a man or woman is called to the mystical body of Christ by the Holy Spirit, they become a full member of this body when they are filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. When you are filled with the Holy Ghost, then you are a member of the body. Amen. When you are a member of the church. Amen. Because God has to confirm the revelation you have received. Because he said, my words are spirit and life. Amen. You receive the word, but the word must be quickened by the spirit. Otherwise, your revelation may just be an intellectual revelation, an intellectual understanding, knowledge. But when you get to know that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, that in this day he has been revealed according to the fulfillment of such and such and such promise. Malachi 4, Luke 17, Revelation 10. First, it's just a intellectual knowledge that someone told you. As I'm speaking here, I'm just a human talking to humans. And the first instance on which we receive that knowledge is in our mind. So you can say, oh, I can read through the scripture and understand that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Jesus Christ is the God, the creator of heaven and earth. That's good. It may just be a human understanding. But it's only when the Spirit, because the Spirit quickens the words in you. The letter kill it, but the Spirit give it life. Amen. So that's why after receiving the word, which is an intellectual understanding, you need now the Spirit to come and quicken that word in you. When the Holy Spirit come and mixed and, get itself connected with the word you have received intellectually, it makes that word alive in you, it baptized you into the body, that's when you become member of the church. It took Peter to receive the Holy Spirit to get converted. Amen. Otherwise, you are not converted. Otherwise, you are not member of the church. The prophet said, they become a full member of this body when they are filled with the Holy Ghost, because God took the Spirit out of Christ, raised up his body and placed it onto his throne, and sent back the Holy Spirit to make up the mystical body of Christ, which will be united at the marriage supper. There's nothing of you joining the kingdom of God. There is not one thing you can join. It is an experience of being born into the church, not joining the church. Membership to the church is a birth. Amen. Membership is not something you join. You make yourself physically member of the body. It's a birth. To become member of the Church of Jesus Christ, you must be born into the church. Amen. That's why when we say, because there's a misconception today about being born again. Because everybody, you see people with their Bible, we go to church, I'm born again. But what does new birth mean? Because you'll say, I'm born again because I don't drink, I don't go to discos, I don't gamble, I don't do this. Let me tell you that the Pharisees were doing even better than you. Amen. They were fasting. I don't think there's anyone here as fasting as the Pharisees did. Amen. They were clean in their life. Because Jesus says, if you are no more perfect than the Pharisees and the scribes, you are not worthy of the kingdom of God. The disciples were not as perfect as the Pharisees were, humanly speaking. But were they born again? Amen. Because not going to disco, there are people that are born naturally good people. They'll never curse. They'll never drink. They'll never smoke. They'll never lust. Naturally, they are there. But they are not born again. It won't bring them to heaven. Your self-righteousness won't bring you to heaven. New birth is more than that. Amen. New birth is the baptism of the Holy Ghost in your soul, giving you a new nature. Amen. Because if it's only that, the Pharisees were born again. Amen. They were born again. There was no... But when they saw Jesus Christ, I read it to you, I think, the last two sermons. When they saw the word being made flesh and they rejected it, the prophet says they became sinners. Amen. Even though they didn't, humanly speaking, commit sins. But when the thing that condemned them, that sent them to hell, was seeing the word made flesh in that man of Jesus Christ and calling it Beelzebub, that was their sin. That was exactly the thing that sent them to hell. So being born again today is seeing God being made first flesh in your day and accepting it. That's the real thing that makes you born again. And that's the real thing that the Holy Spirit, when he sees your faith in the word made flesh in your day, he will come to confirm it and make you member of the church. Amen. It's then only that you are converted. It's then only that you are born again. You are a member of the church. Amen. So it was very important that we establish this. So we see things on the same way, in the same perspective. Being born again, being a member of the church is through the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So put aside your own self-righteousness, which is good. But outside the true baptism of the Holy Ghost, you are not born again. Outside of the true baptism of the Holy Ghost, you are not a member of the church. That's why Receive the revelation. Believe the word. Believe the word made flesh in your day. That's the starting point. Just to wrap up, we were saying at the beginning that Peter received the revelation of Jesus Christ. But receiving the revelation didn't make him member of the church. Because Jesus said to him later that, Peter, when you are converted, strengthen your brethren. It means even though he received the revelation, he was not converted yet. He became member of the church only after he received the Holy Spirit. The revelation was good. It was the starting point. It was the foundation on which Jesus said, I will build my church. You get the revelation. When you have the revelation, he can then start building the church on the revelation. Amen. Amen. So as long as you have not got the revelation, you have not started. But when you get the revelation, don't say, okay, I can relax now. The job is done. No. The revelation gives you, makes you ready for the job to begin. And when you have the revelation, when you receive it in your heart, the Holy Spirit will come and quicken that word in you and make you a member of the church. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Lord, once again, we commit your people into your hand. They have seated here quietly and reverently listening to these things, O Lord. I'm just a human being, a sinner, O Lord, but you are the Lord who have spoken the word. Bring it now into their hearts, O Lord, so that you can quicken it with your spirit. Make them really member of that mystical body of Jesus Christ, where they'll be sealed to their eternal destination, where the gates of hell will never prevail, O Lord. They believe your word. Make them now member, real, true member of that church of the Lord Jesus. Bring them to conversion. Bring them to the true new birth, where they'll say from that day something new happened. Take now control of the remainder of the service in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you.